Lawfare brought me off the sidelines, Silicon Valley titan Naval Ravikant endorses Donald Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 7, 2024. Legendary Silicon Valley investor Naval Ravikant told Megyn Kelly that the lawfare against former President Donald Trump caused him to get off the sidelines, adding, "The moment you can start weaponizing the law against your enemies means the beginning of the end and a descent into a complete banana republic. It was the lawfare that kind of brought me off the sidelines. It's really disgusting behavior, because this is how you descend into a complete banana republic with military coups and military rule," Ravikant told Kelly on a recent episode of The Megyn Kelly Show. Ravikant is the co-founder and former CEO of AngelList and has invested in more than 200 Silicon Valley startups over a multi-decade career of phenomenal success. Watch below. The moment you can start weaponizing the law against your enemies electively, that's the beginning of the end, Ravikant continued. The entrepreneur then cited a famous quote by former Peru President Oscar R. Benavides, who once said, "For my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law." That is, once you're in charge and you get to dictate who the law applies to, you're in a very slippery slope, and slippery slopes are real, by the way, Ravikant said. If you were to actually look at the charges that were brought against Trump, and I actually read them quite carefully, these were really trumped up. They were really made up, Ravikant continued. You violate the statute of limitations. You try to drum things up into a felony when there was no evidence of such. It was a miscategorization of business expenses. When you have complex business dealings like I do and like many people do, you can always find something, he added. Ravikant elaborated. It's this selective prosecution, it's a selective persecution that allows them to get away with this. And a lot of the progressive DA movement that comes out of George Soros and others is based on this understanding that, hey, actually, we can choose whether or not to prosecute certain people. And these are elected offices that are either in territory where the voters are really favorable to us or they're really cheap to run, because there's no organized opposition. So let's just organize and take over prosecution. That's what happened in San Francisco. If you want the case against Kamala Harris, it's the fact that she was DA in San Francisco and San Francisco's a mess. And, in fact, afterwards she advocated for Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gascon, who's the guy destroying LA, through basically not prosecuting criminals and going after business owners. So this selective prosecution thing is a disaster. You can take a deep blue or deep red state, you can take a deep blue or deep red jury, and you can basically creatively interpret these infinite laws that we have to find anybody guilty of a crime, Ravikant explained. I think there's another famous saying, "You find me the man and I'll find you the crime," he added. You can always find a crime that somebody is guilty of violating. The moment you start breaking down this wall and you get into weaponizing justice, this is the scary stuff, Ravikant asserted. This is the stuff that ends a republic or turns into a one-party state, better known as a dictatorship. The investor went on to note, China is a one-party state. North Korea is a one-party state, adding, I don't use the words one-party state lightly. Ravikant also pointed out that Hillary Clinton blew up her email server with BleachBit, and there was no consequences from that, adding, turns out the Hunter Biden laptop was real, who knew, right? Even though we were told it was all misinformation by the intelligence agencies. I think the weaponization of the justice system, the willingness to go into lawfare, that is a thing that will lead to violence. That is the thing that will lead to a dissolution, and a breakup, and something worse in the United States, he added. Ravikant continued. When these guys start playing with going after their political enemies, when Alvin Bragg runs on the explicit campaign to take down Trump, and then they go hunting through and looking for anything and drumming up any charge, and go after him, with the most favorable juries and in the most favorable part of the country, and they just control the evidence and control the narrative, that is the beginning of the end. And the people who are in Silicon Valley, and the donors who are out there supporting this lawfare, they're dead to me, Ravikant added. These people are destroying the ground on which they stand. Do they think they won't be next? At that point, Kelly chimed in, saying, I hope they will be. Yeah, eventually, they're the ones who get thrown up against the wall. But that's what it does, it creates this revenge fantasy, Ravi Kant said, to which Kelly replied, I mean, that's the only way they're gonna learn. It's really a sad state of affairs, Ravi Kant said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.